Well, hello, viewers. Welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. I know y'all probably like, where the heck have you been? But I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I'm here and big and voluptuous. Thank you very much. Very big.
What an announcement.
Oh, my God.
This is podcast 174, and I tell you right now, it's going to be a little, sad, and we're going to shed tears or not, because you know I'm sensitive. I'm not very sensitive, so it's not going to be, it's going to be nice, but it's going to be like a golden beacon of hope. That's what it's going to be, a golden beacon. I'm not even hope, but besides that, we have some news that we have to get ready to announce, and it's kind of sad that Mr. Iwata, he passed away, which is very unfortunate for many people. Many unfortunate for his family, and unfortunate for his family is big. It's his personal family, Nintendo family, everyone. So it was kind of a sad moment, July 11, 2015. But before that, this is Dark Boo speaking, and we have Spider Staryu.
Yes! Hello, everyone!
Soul.
Iridocyclitis.
And we have a special guest. We have Impulse.
Yerdy.
And now, with that out the way, before we even get to the main topic, we have an important announcement from the Lost Levels. And, Honey Bunches, can you lead that, please?
Yes, I can. Alright, the reason why we have Deadly X Impulse here today, us, aka the Lost Levels, we are looking for a new Lost Level. So, Deadly X Impulse, he is currently, you know, joining in, because he's trying out to be a Lost Level. And you can try out too, alright? Just make sure you meet these four requirements. Make sure, number one, you have a Skype account. Number two, you have a decent microphone.
Yes.
No, that's really important. Number three, you have to have the program Audacity and the Lame Encoder MP3 to save your files, will save your recordings as an MP3 file. And number four, make sure you have free time on Saturdays. This is very important. So make sure if you meet these four requirements, because it's really easy, if you don't have a Skype account, it's really easy to get a Skype account, and it's really easy to get Audacity. Both things are free. If you meet these four requirements, make sure you email us at thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com.
Yeah, please do.
Yes, really, pretty please. And also, if you're a Tumblr person, you want to contact us on Tumblr, our Tumblr is thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com, and you could just email us there, whatever the case might be. So do whatever you want, you know, just make sure you sign up. You know, we're looking through we're looking for people all throughout the summer, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yes, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, not homegirl. You can enjoy. You can come in with all the festivities. Sit with the councilman. Yes.
Yes.
Get your prayers and your tees on.
Please do. Slacks, get in some formal attire.
Yes. Come in as you are. And with that out of the way, we can get into the main topic, which is Mr. Iwata passing away in July 11th, 2015. He passed away due to a bound up growth. And we knew that he had some type of medical ailment, because in 2014, I think it was 2014, he didn't make an event in 2014, and everybody was like, excuse me, where is he? And they're like, I want to know the tea. That's what they were saying, we want to know the tea. But we knew he was going through medical issues, and we thought he would get it resolved, and he did post it on Twitter that he was doing all right, and then after the unfortunate events happened, and unforeseen events, actually, and he passed away, and let's just say, everything kind of stopped. I'm not even going to lie. Everything stopped. Like, I mean, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Reddit, and YouTube, anything that you can make just stop. Everything was like, oh no.
The Church of Gale.
Yes, everywhere. Vatican City. Get into that. Because we don't expect, not that we don't expect things like that happen, because it's bound, because we don't live infinitely. It's just that he's so young, 55, like, wow. And then after, let's just say, I cry. Let's just say I cry. Everybody posting up their own. I'm crying now. Cause that's the bad thing. Everybody post up pictures and such. They were all getting making noses, and I felt, and I cried. I'm not gonna lie, I'm crying now. I cried because, see, I'm not with all the gay people that if you name one of their names, I'm like, oh, I know who that is. But let's just say, I had my fan with Nintendo, yes. I was a Nintendo baby. So to hear someone from the company passing away at such a young age is kind of traumatizing for many people. And I saw people saying, I cried so much and he's not even a part of my family. Like, I'm not immediate relative. Let me rephrase that. Immediate relative, and he crying out. Because you know when a person has that type of impact in anything, they are known. And they are known that these games help people. And I'm not even going to lie. These games help people get through the rough times. And times that they thought they were nothing but defeaters. And it turned them into elitists. Get into that. So, we're going to start with the first question. What were you doing when you heard the news about his death? And we are just going to chime in. We are just going to chime in whenever we want to. For me, I was dealing with this computer. I'm not going to lie. This computer was giving me fever. And then after I saw it on, it was on the Skype chat. I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, that can't be real. I go on Twitter. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, God. And then after Facebook trending, Mr. Iwata passed away. I'm like, really? Then after you just sit there and like, you just don't know. You just sit there like, you can't be serious. That's what you have, that mentality. Like, you can't be that serious. And then after everyone broke down, I'm not gonna lie, everyone broke down because he's not an immediate relative, but you know the impact he had on Nintendo and the things that he was doing, such that you thank the man. And you don't like to see anyone pass, for me, I don't like to see anyone pass away so young. So what were y'all doing when you heard the new unfortunate news?
I was on my phone in my bed, and I was just like, oh. I mean, you'll hear me mention this a lot. I don't take deaths of people I don't know too, like, I mean, not unseriously, but I'm usually unaffected by it. And I guess I remain on the thing where it's like, it's awful that it happened, but I didn't really feel anything other than it's a shame. But I was on my phone, and then somebody linked me to a Tumblr post, and it was like, oh my gosh, he died, and I'm like, oh, okay. It was a surprise, because, I mean, we haven't really, we heard about it, you know, like, he had medical issues a year or so ago, and then I think they were actually starting up again early this summer, and then it was just like, oh, flatline. But then, I mean, now it's just, oh, like, all we have is, a lot of people at least, to look back and just like, oh, this is what he's done. Not a lot of people have anything too much to say about him personally. So it's a little weird because he, I mean, most of the people at Nintendo aren't really open about their personality and stuff either. So I guess I'm just that cold-hearted person who doesn't really get affected by a person or by a death like this.
For me, I was on my bed, I was listening to music, and out of nowhere, my brother came into my room, and then he was like, oh my god, Michael, Iwata passed away, and I'm like, what? I literally jumped out of my bed, I was like, are you kidding me? You're joking, right? You can't be serious, but then he showed me the article, because I followed him to the other room, and he showed me an article, and I'm like, I couldn't believe it, like, everything in my being was like, how? Like, and I'm one of those people who, I don't know, I take, like kind of what Sol was saying, I take death kind of weirdly. Like, it's like, part of me feels like, no, they're not dead. They're not dead. No, they're not. Because, like, when my cousin passed away, like, you know, it was just, it's the most saddest thing ever. But it's like, part of me just doesn't want to believe it's true. But then, as, you know, days and weeks go on, like, you know, you just slowly have to accept it. And this happened, like, literally a week ago. So this was, like, I heard about this news, like, Saturday night. Or, like, Friday. It was Friday, Saturday, something like that. And, like, literally just everything in me just really couldn't process it. it made me very sad, especially because I was thinking, oh my god, you know, Iwata died during, you know, after his last thing was like the E3 2015 performance, and everyone was so critical about it. You know, everyone was like, oh my god, this sucked, this was horrible. And to just think that in his mind, he was probably thinking, you know, wow, I failed. I failed my fans. Look how bad everyone received it. I failed. And just to think that he died maybe with that in his mind, it makes me incredibly sad. And just, you know, rest in peace, Iwata, because it's very sad when you think about it.
Okay, as for me, me and my friends, we just got finished playing Super Smash 4. Then after we finished playing Super Smash 4, I took a quick nap. Then I woke back up. Then I got on my phone, and then I got on Skype. And then that's when I saw Staryu posting that Satoru Iwata is dead. And then I was like, really, he's dead? And then that's when I just like went on my social media and stuff and seen it, and I. Like went on Wiki and see if he's like his death, see if his death was like really, like see if he was really dead or not. So I went on there, and he says he was dead, and I was like, whoa! I was like shocked at first. One thing you need to know about me, when something bad always happened, I always like I just tend to like just be like in a post shock mode. Like I just really just like just I just search. I just like what, like this whole hour during his death. I searched, I was on my phone, I was just going up and down, what's going on, I really broke down, but it was just, like, in a post-shock mode, that's how I can describe it.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And basically, I was just doing that for, like, the whole hour, and I was just like...
You had to process the information.
Yeah, process information, thank you, so. And after that, I was just... It's shocking to me, like, how he go so young, like, he was, like, only, what, 55, and a lot of people live to, like, at least about 80, I'll say about 80, but to my knowledge.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what happened for me.
It's just, it's so hard to process something like that, because it's, like, you don't expect it coming. And I know I mentioned the thing about E3 earlier, but I'm 100% sure no one knew this was gonna happen. So I feel bad that, you know, that was potentially in his mind thinking that he failed people. I know people didn't mean it to, like, you know, because they knew he was going to die or anything. Of course not, but, you know, it's still sad to think about.
Yes. And everyone give their respects, and, like, people, like, we need to know that this is 2015, because I'm going to rip people's heads off on Twitter. I'm sorry. Because there was, like, because when Sony, they gave their condolences, I was like, you know what, that's so people mature through age, because they always say, oh, that's the backstab, Nintendo is the backstab. My thing is, you grow with age, and you know when some things happen, you leave all that grudges at, not even at the front door or the back door. You leave it buried underground in the backyard before you approach the door. And then you really give your condolences. Like, some people in the comments, like, let me just give a word wise. 2015, don't read comments, because they lack they don't even lack a brain. I don't even think these people be thinking, I just think their fingers move, because some people just plain out rude. And then Microsoft, they gave condolences, everyone was giving their condolences, because we all respect a person, and it's like, you can hate an enemy, but you have to know, quote unquote, that's performed from a post. Like, that's an enemy. You're not supposed to give your condolences, and then one person was like, that can be your enemy to the end of your life. If something like that happened, you're still supposed to give condolences, because that show who you are as a person. Show that you can put things aside what need to be put aside, and give and be respectful and tactful, and have some type of class and etiquette. Because some people in 2015 don't have any of that. And it's kind of sad. But like I said, everyone gave their condolences, because everyone was shot. Although at the end, I'm going to clock the T on Time Magazine. I'm going to clock the T on them. because they tried it. I'm gonna tell you what they did.
I didn't hear about this. I didn't even know.
I'm gonna tell you what they did, and it was shady. I didn't like it. No one liked it. And the next question is your thoughts about his legacy and impact on Nintendo. My thing is, like, you know, I'm an old person, so I was with Nintendo probably in 1998. So I was there right when he was put into office. as you can say, put sworn into office. So, I was there with 1998 with the Nintendo games and such, and then after I was there with the GameCube, and then some of his personal class with the Wii, Nintendo DS, and then you have all these other games he created. Well, not created, he helped. And Smash, like, we already had the first one, and he did do a little background with how. He has so many things. There's so many things in there. Isn't he the one that, like, helped with Nintendo Direct? Like, he helped, like, push the grounds for starting Nintendo Direct and such?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Well, because I know they didn't handle Nintendo Direct, and then after... I know he used... Then after, they then decided to do it. I know he used to comment on... That's one thing I be telling you people. Communicate with your fan base because he can't. Because he used to, I think it was on... What was it on? It wasn't Twitter. No, I think it was Twitter or something where he responds back to people tweets and such. He will be the one to respond back and give voice, like, speak to your people. He used to be the one like that, and because I seen some of his tweets, although really, at that time, I didn't pay no mind because I wasn't with the game. I'm like, it happens. But he used to give his constructive criticism, let's respond back. It gets some type of conversation, like Conversation in the Cafe, Janet Jackson tease. Get something like that. And then you have games that he helped. Earthbound is one of them. And so many. I could name a Zelda game. Oh my god, this is bad. See, I need to start paying attention to the credits. Because I have to scroll by the credits and such.
He worked on a lot of games as a producer.
Yes, because trust me, when the credits come, I'm like, child, let's let these credits go by. And then I had to reset the game anyway. But there's so much he did. There's so much he did for Nintendo. And not even for Nintendo, for other companies as well. Because, come on now, because he worked for Nintendo does not mean what his ideas he put on the table be used, all of them. And then other companies, when they hear the ideas, and there's no shame, because we all do it, even Nintendo do it. We incorporate things for other people, so what he did, it was powerful for everyone. And, like, everyone works symbiotically, not us symbiotically. They all work together. Mm. To put out something. And his ideas did help bring the interaction between the gamers, Nintendo gamers, and the company themselves. And that's one thing I saw him working with. Like, the interaction between your audience. And that's one thing I think he was always good with. The interaction between him and his audience. The fact that he had to learn... The fact that he was able to speak English is one of them. And that's no shade to other people. That's no shade. I'm not trying to shade people. But I think that's one of his major, like, milestones, of, like, getting that train track between your audience and himself, and, like, just getting feedback, talking about the feedback and such. I think that's one of the things that I know him for. Anyone else? Like, what do you know him for? Or what do you think about his legacy at all?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say, like, hold on. Alright, with his, like, you know, impact with Nintendo and what he's done, I mean, I know that he's really important with Nintendo, but as a lot of people know him, they know him from Nintendo Directs. And so, you know, when you think of Wada, besides of, him discussing the games he's, like, mostly produced, I don't think he worked on actual many games, mostly just produced them, but, one of the things that you most know him for is just, like, things he says during the direct, whether it be the banana thing, which I don't remember why he did that, I think it was for Donkey Kong, but that's aside from the point. But it was always, like, when you saw him, you, like, kind of were like, yo, like, this dude's important somehow, some, like, you know, whether you knew him through his actual position as president of Nintendo of America, or of Nintendo in general, or not, you'd see him and you're like, yo, this person has something important about him, and he's clearly, you know, just the big man on campus with Nintendo. And it was nice to know how many games that he has done. Like, he's done a lot of games, games up to now. Like, I know he did Splatoon. I don't know if he did another game that came out this year, but I know he did Splatoon because he talked about it. But it's like, wow, that game came out 3 months ago, in May. So, he spanned a whole bunch of years. It's just, I guess, awe-inspiring.
Alright, I guess I'll go next. Iwata has made lots and lots and lots of games. Not just making them, but mainly working as, you know, a producer, executive producer. You know, and I really wish that I could, like, link you, the listeners, to this, because I'm currently looking at his game credits, and he worked on a ton of games. So many. Mainly, like, you know, from most of the games that, like, you could tell that he's working on more and more was, like, from 2002 and on. That's where he worked on, like, a lot of games at a time. Because I think that's the time he became the president of Nintendo, I think, 2002, like, around that time. But he's worked on so many games, and, you know, he definitely put a lot of passion and a lot of, like, you know, emphasis on his work, you know, because I think, like, he had a quote, like, he doesn't just make games, he's a gamer, you know, himself, and I think that's really important. Like, just his attitude, like, you could tell that he was a really respectful man.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna die with that. Okay. He was a really respectful man. You know, he wasn't disrespectful, he wasn't, you know, arrogant, dishonest, whatever the case might be. You know, he was a really respectful man, you know, and he cared about his workers, because he cut his salary after the Wii U nonsense, you know, with Wii U not selling that well. You know, he cut his salary so that the workers, you know, working on the Wii U and games like that, you know, he cut his salary so that other people won't lose, you know, money. They won't get, like, a cut in their salary. You know, they won't lose money, whatever the case might be. You know, he did that. You know, it takes a real, like, a man of, like, so much character to do something like that. You know, and he cared about his workers. And, you know, he's done an amazing job on a lot of the games he's worked on. You know, I know that when we talk about games, you know, we say that what we enjoy, what we don't enjoy. And, you know, that's just our personal opinion. That's just that's our personal opinion. But, you know, regardless of however you feel about certain games, you know, you can definitely say that he definitely has done an amazing job on the games that he's worked with. And, you know, he definitely pushed the envelope on certain things and definitely tried to make certain things be different and things like that. So, you know, he was definitely a really respectful man. Definitely with a lot of character.
Yeah, man. Most things I remember from him, the most impactful things I remember from him is when he's doing the Nintendo Direct, and he's, like, has so much energy that you, like, you can, like, feel it, you can synthesize with it, and that's why one day I think he could, like, put most impact towards Nintendo and his legacy from the Nintendo Direct. But aside from that, I know he produced mad games for people to play, and I know it's fun and all that, but I think most impacts he, most thing that impacted his career was his Nintendo Direct and how his energy and passion for all his games and Nintendo and such. And yeah, he was the man. I'm sad to see him go, so yeah.
And then that leads to the next question, which is, what did your expectations of, what do you think your expectations of him was in 2015. Mind you, we had E3, and many people, many people was not satisfied with E3, and I tell you that for a fact, many people, including me, I was not satisfied with 2015 E3. Now, one thing that many people did, including me, we did not throw Nintendo, like, we didn't do no purse. You know how people get constructive criticism, then the other people who be saying things, and that just underlying purse shade? Like, that's how I got some people were doing Nintendo. Like, they were like, you was giving a good critique, but then after you threw some shade in there that you thought nobody can smell and nobody can see. You thought nobody could pick up on the shade. And as many people, you can tell the difference between your fan base and people who just do things to satisfy them. And the moment you don't satisfy them, they just dog you out. You can tell the difference, especially with that Metroid game. Because then you can tell your real fan base. And that's no offense, because you can see the shade. But my expectations in 2015, heck, I really didn't have expectations. It's just do what you naturally do. Like, you just give games to the people. And I think the Metroid game, I wouldn't know, because there's a petition out there. So I understand. Now, since I'm playing Metroid Prime 2, I'm understanding a bit where the Federation forces, where all them people, them characters coming from, and that's no shame. I'm actually understanding where they're coming from, because I think Metroid Prime 2 kind of give, like, a little backstory for them, which is all right for me, because I understand it, but it's just that people, we want a Metroid game. We want a Metroid game based on Samus.
Yeah, with Samus.
Yes, not based on someone else. I think that's the big difference. Because if you want to know where all them troops come from, the Galactic troop, whatever, just play Metroid Prime 2 and you'll get, like, a good background story of it. Not their personal story, but you'll get, like, what they do there, and then after, it seemed like Samus has come to save them, because no shade, they didn't make it. But my expectations, that's the sidetrack off the expectations. My expectations was to continue what you do and listen to your audience, because you always was there to listen to your audience. And I think he was going to somehow make a workaround for it. And, heck, I was still waiting for the actual 2016 game to come out, no offense. But I just thought that they were just going to do what they naturally do. Any of y'all?
I mean, as for me, I don't really. Mine's gonna keep it short, because I'm not a person for. I don't like saying to have people have expectations. I mean, I guess I expected Nintendo to do well and somehow prove us wrong with that Metroid game, as you mentioned. Even though I doubt they will, because it's just like nobody wants a Metroid game without Samus Aran or not in the star. And I don't think, especially as an online whatever. But I'm not a person who holds expectations on people unless it's in like something I foresee them doing. And since I don't know necessarily what's gonna happen, especially now with Nintendo, I expected him to continue to lead Nintendo and continue to help get their main games out and be successful.
For me, you know, the fact that let's be real, a lot of the games at E3 were, you know, very lackluster. You know, I mentioned before I felt bad for Iwata, you know, probably having that in his mind. But, you know, it is still the truth that, you know, the games, you know, it's not shade. It's the truth. The games were lackluster to a lot of us. Some people, it wasn't lackluster. And, you know, it's their personal opinion. But to a lot of us, it was lackluster. And, you know, I think the ultimate shade is when people literally made a petition to say that, oh, we don't want Federation Force, stop making it.
I'm not gonna say they shouldn't have, because everybody has the right to their opinion. I don't like that game much either.
Okay. Everyone has the right to their opinion, but you know you crossed over the line when you're literally petitioning a company to stop making a game. Because you know what? You could have very well just not have picked up the game.
I would agree with you, but I'm pretty sure the petition got a lot of signatures, and the point was, please don't put your efforts in a Metroid game that it's not going to be well received, and you know it. Like, I don't like the game, at least from what I've seen. It doesn't seem like a game I want to get, and I'm a person who does somewhat enjoy Metroid. It's just, it's not a game that I foresee doing well, and I think their resources could have well been better spent on a Wii U game that might be in production. Excuse me. Anyway. So yeah, it might be in production anyway, but whatever.
I don't know. Just to me, it is just almighty shade to me. That's just what I think. You know, to me, that felt like that was going too far. That was going too far.
You felt like it was tacky on their part.
Yeah, because like, to me, it's like, if you don't want a game, just don't get it. But to petition that they stop making it, like, I understand what Soul saying, I know where he's coming from, but like, to me, it's like, that is so ridiculous. You know, I'm just thinking, like, what if I created a game and people are like, oh, I want a petition so Michael does not make this game. And it's like, to me, that would be so, like, ridiculous.
I understand what you mean. Like, the what's it called? How many copies are sold out one show? That's what you meant. I couldn't get the word.
I don't know, but to me, like, it was just really ridiculous for that to happen, and it just adds to the fire that, you know, Iwata died, you know, maybe, I guarantee you, he knew about the petition, you know, because that was, like, going everywhere in the news, and it's, like, it's just so sad to think that, you know, he was trying his best, and, you know, he probably felt like he was disappointing so many people, because that petition definitely didn't help any with, you know, how he felt. That's just my tea. You know, a lot of games were lackluster this year, but, you know, we didn't get to play the games yet, so, you know, we might feel differently. Because we all were saying, you know, Splatoon, that was Ratchet, you know, we were like, oh, hell no. Like, at least, not everyone, but some people, like myself, were like, Splatoon's gonna suck, and, you know, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be okay, but it's gonna be like, you know, who cares. But, you know, so many people, like, love Splatoon, so... It can go either way with these games that come out later.
As for me, I didn't really have any expectations, really. But I guess I'm in the same boat as Staryu, because, like, from what I've seen from E3, the games were kind of lackluster. And, like, it didn't really, like, interest me. Most of the games didn't interest me. And for Metroid, I'm not really inside the series like that, but I'm pretty sure it's probably been a good game. It's probably been a game more than likely, hopefully. But I didn't really have any expectations for that. As for the petition, like, I don't think that was really necessary. Like, you don't really need to, like, make a petition for it to stop a game to come out. Like, that's really, like, childish to me.
Stop a game coming out?
Yeah. But yeah, that's really childish to me, but yeah, I didn't really have any expectations for Iwata.
And that leads to our last question. Yeah, it's not that many because we don't want to spend a lot of time mourning. Because like they said, you mourn for a little bit and then you learn to accept things and move on. Your favorite game he helped develop. Like, what game that you know he helped develop and is it your favorite? For me, I can't even figure this out myself. Because the first, so many games, and the second, I'll scroll through the credits. Scroll through the credits very quickly. So I know the games he worked on, but I don't know the exact game. I can see. Now, I don't want to say Smash because I'm going to feel stupid. But I can say there's so many games he worked on, and I know he, like, worked on one Zelda game. You know me, I love all the Zelda games. I do, except, like, probably Spirit Tracks. But, there's so many games. I can't choose one exactly, because my favorite game he, per se, didn't work on. But there's so many games that I can't even name. Like, if you just tell me to grab one... You won't ask me to, like, grab a bundle because I can't figure it out. Like, I really cannot figure out a game that he actually worked on. Is Twilight Princess one of them? I say Twilight Princess.
I don't know.
See, that's the thing. It's like, there's so many games, so I guess this will be your favorite game, and see the probability of it happening. So, hey, y'all listeners, our audience, comment down if we wrong, if we name a game wrong, and then like, he didn't work on our game.
Yes, he did work on Twilight Princess. He was the executive producer.
Yes, thank you, Eddie Punches, yes!
Yes, work!
Yes, you are affirming. You are affirming the team.
Yes.
Thank you, because I will say that game, because that game, I do like that Zelda game out of the Zelda series. I do like it. So, I say Twilight Princess. What game can you... I hope y'all can conjure up a game.
I already know mine. Kid Icarus Uprising, which I actually also got into... before the show, I mentioned I got into Tomodachi Life again. I've also gotten back into Kid Icarus Uprising, replaying that. Really fun, really hard, and I know that he produced it because it's in the credits. And so, it's that one. That's actually one of my favorite games of all time too. So that one works out.
For me, oh my god, there are so many. You know, he's worked on Mario Party 4. He's worked on Metroid Fusion. He's worked on Kirby and the Amazing Mirror. There are so many good games, but I think I'll just say Kirby and Amazing Mirror, because that game is literally a masterpiece. You know, the other games I mentioned, they were a masterpiece too, but, you know, Kirby Amazing Mirror was just amazing. Literally, Amazing Mirror, and it was an amazing game. So I'll say Kirby Amazing Mirror, but he's worked on so many amazing games. Literally, I keep saying amazing, but it's true. Like, he's worked on, oh my god, he's worked on a lot of Pokemon games. He's worked on Smash Brothers Wii U, Smash Brothers Brawl, all sorts of games, you know, Donkey Kong games, Metroid Prime 3, Corruption. He's worked on so many games that I love. Oh, Drill Dozer. Oh, I love that game so much. He's worked on so many games. Literally, we could have literally just a whole podcast dedicated to mentioning all the games he's worked on and giving our opinion if we like them or not. But yeah, he's worked on amazing games, and there's no words for me to really describe everything, because he's worked on so many games, literally. I'm going to take this list, and I'm going to post it in the comments on the lostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com, and you're going to check out this post, and you're going to see how many games, and you're going to be shocked, because he's worked on so many.
As for me, there's so many games. Since me being a Donkey Kong fan, I'm just going to go and choose Donkey Kong Country 2, since that was my favorite Donkey Kong Country game. Since for his music, boards, level design, all that, I love Donkey Kong Country 3. I mean Country 2, sorry. And that's about it. I'm going to go with Donkey Kong Country 3. Country Quest 2, sorry.
And with that, all we can say is rest in peace, Misty Water, because that's the end of the main topic. And like they said, the Rainbow Road. When the rainbow was cast upon Nintendo headquarters. So that's all we can say. And we could move on to the news and community of Mad Brain Legacy. And we kind of just summed it up. Because the moment that happened, it'd been like a standstill thing. It'd been like a real standstill in the hall in the game and news and such. So that was the news. So we could just jump right into what have you been doing. I might as well start it off and end it off, because this computer's been giving me a headache. Factory restarted, so let's say my computer is, like, systematically new. Although I kept my files, you know, I saved my files, because I have a 500 gigabyte hard drive, and it's split into a C drive and a D drive. The D drive is, like, extra data memory, so you can save it, and if you do a factory restart, all your files will still be in the data drive, but the C drive will be all cleared out and such. I did it because the permissions and such, they were all corrupted. And let me tell you all, for Windows users, you think you're the admin, and you're not the admin. There's a hidden administrator whole profile. So if you want a complete control of your computer, you gotta unlock the hidden admin and use that use that profile, which is so stupid. Window security, I know you do good, but you do bad for me. Because when I want things done, I want it done. I've been playing Metroid Prime 2. I played it last night because I had to wait for this computer to restart and then do all the updates. It's not that bad. It's not that bad of a game, but let's just say you better play Metroid Prime, the first one. You better play your first one, because if you don't play the first one, trust me, the second one is not going to be your friend, because the second one...
True.
And the second one, let's just say I lost a lot of health facing a bomb worm. And I was like, what am I supposed to do until I read it over, like, 3 times? Like, oh, I feel so stupid. But let's just say I've been trekking and traveling. I like to backtrack to an extent. But let's just say it's good that I backtrack because I got a lot of things that I like. Since when I got the upgrade, I'm like, I know I got to go back. And I'm not going here first. Good thing I did that. So I've been playing that game. I've been playing Super Smash Bros. A lot, intensely. I've been playing it so much, and playing a lot of Four Glories. Came out behind whoop at times, and at times I don't. But playing against someone, Roy. I don't know why you chose Roy of all people. He was lucky I chose Ness. He was very lucky. I was just picking the heck of it. You know, when I'm Zelda, I give that. Hyrulean, I'm going to say the C word. I give that Hyrulean tea. But that's all I've been doing. And then this computer, that's all I've been doing in tutoring. Like, right after this, I'm going to jump right into a lesson and send to this person.
Okay, so as for me, I mentioned I've been playing Tamagotchi Life and Kid Icarus Uprising again. I haven't played Tamagotchi Life in almost exactly a year, which is kind of sad, because I didn't realize how long it took. Or how long I haven't played it. Because it is a good game. I like it a lot. Especially over the summer. Because, I mean, it's just a quick check-in. And it just keeps me... It keeps me from, I guess, wasting time doing absolutely nothing. I'm also babysitting, like, legit right after this. And it's because I need cash. Because I have to go buy stuff. And, and then I got some... I think when I was on the podcast last week... I got Palutena and Ganondorf amiibos, if not, I did. And then Dark Pit just came in the mail 2 days ago. So, I think 31 amiibo, some real... I'm getting closer to finishing the Super Smash Bros. Collection. Because that's the collection I just want to finish. And then I'll be like, okay, maybe I'll buy a few amiibo, but those are, like, the ones I'm really trying for. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, for me, Spider Staryu, recently, oh yeah, let's mention this, recently I uploaded a video where me, Dark Boo, Soul, and Yoshiman, who was on last week, in case you didn't know, we all sang Happy Birthday to Super Zambezi. And it was a hot mess. We were all, you know, ratchet as hell. But, you know, it still was really endearing. And we showed it to Essie, and he loved it. So, you know, I feel like next year, you know, if we do a choir. Or hell, if we even do, like, you know, want to say happy birthday to, like, you know, someone like Soul or whatever the case might be. We need, like, a bigger choir just to make it even worse. I really feel like that. what else? I've recently been working on my game, Mario Party Interactive 5 Deluxe. You know, yeah, I gotta add a deluxe. There's a difference. It's not just Mario Party Interactive 5, it's deluxe. Get into it. I'm gonna be, like, showing updates on our website, mpimpfs.marpartylegacy.com. That's the URL, right? Wait, let me check. I wanna make sure. I don't wanna get the wrong URL. Okay, yeah, that's the URL. That's the URL. Yeah, mpimpfs.marpartylegacy.com. Yeah, Boo has not been really doing MPFS lately, which kind of makes me a little bit sad. But he has been working on his Mario Party game, but until his computer.
So you're just gonna come out and shade him right in the middle of the podcast.
How is that shade?
You're like, he wasn't working. The MPI and MPFS, but you know, Boo hasn't been working on MPFS lately.
That is okay. First and foremost, don't presume to know what I say. I'm the only one who knows exactly what I say. Well, I was not throwing shade because I miss MPFS for your information, little one. All right, you weren't even around when he was making it. Yes. Okay. What?
You must have been viewing my computer when I opened my MPFS file. I was like, oh, look at all the stuff.
I miss it, though. I was in shake because I miss MPFS. I miss when you...
I wasn't implying that you didn't.
Like, you had, I was looking at the website recently, and I was looking at the MPFS stuff, and I miss when you had the MPFS stuff. Because you still, if you go on the MPFS.MarpleyLegacy.com site, you could see that there's two MPFS, what's that called? Like, a menu? Like, you scroll over the icon, and it literally shows all the things Boo's worked on. You see the minigames, and oh my god, Boo had some, like, fierce minigames and things of that nature. So, you know... Just had to make that clear because I wanted to be like, oh, Starry's being shady. But I'm gonna have MPI 5 on there, so you can check updates and see how the game's gonna be with some new things, new abilities, and new characters, and new all sorts of juicy stuff. So, once again, the website is mpimpfs.mariopilegacy.com. So go follow that. And that is pretty much all I've been working on. Yeah.
As for me. I ordered two games off of Amazon. One is Mario Party 4, and the other was Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi 3. And I've been playing those games lately with my friends. I just wanted to comment about Mario Party 4, like, about how the game is so long, because me and my friends was playing the game yesterday, I believe. And we were just like, stalled, like, not stalled, but, like, this game was, like, so, we was tired, because, like, the game was, took so long, because all the interactions with the games and stuff, and the minigames after every turn, and it was, like, tiring, and we looked at the turn, and it was only on turn 10, I believe, and we thought we was halfway through the game, we thought it was, like, turn 18, man, that was crazy, and I was playing Smash lately with my friends too, and that's about it basically. I've been playing Smash, Tenkaichi 3, and Mario Party 4. That's all I've been going on with me basically. Not too much.
Okay, and with that's the end of the podcast. Let's get to our ending information. Once again, subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes.
Yes.
That'll be there for. And yes. you can check us out on MyPartLexi at MyPartLexi.com. And the forum is just /forum/. And the Lost Level podcast at thelostlevels.MyPartLexi.com. Check us out on there. We are up there. We have YouTube pages. We are everywhere. We are worldwide. We travel. We get around like Tupac.
We have YouTube and we have Tumblr. So make sure you follow us on Tumblr.
Yes.
Please do.
Subscribe to us on YouTube as well. For me, my little nits and picks of my whereabouts. DarkBoo007 Twitter. DarkBoo on YouTube. And DarkBoo007 on the Nintendo Network.
As for me, it's CompeteE on Nintendo Network, LaPizzaPants for my Steven Universe Tumblr blog, and then Hardly Milk for Tumblr, and what else? I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I'm SpiderStar everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of those social media links, all of it is SpiderStar you, so make sure you follow me everywhere.
I just want to plug in my Nintendo Network because I really don't be on my other social media like that. My Nintendo Network is J0308. You can find me on there.
And also, thank you, Impulse, for joining us for the podcast. I know this kind of was not an upbeat podcast because it was something of serious matter, but thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome. I'm happy to join. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Make sure you try, if you want to join too, you the listener, make sure you try to sign up and follow all the steps we talked about at the beginning of the episode.
Yep.
Yes, come on, sign up and come in. We have the doors open, you can just come in, get a cup of tea. And with that, that's the end of the podcast once again. Have a nice day, bye-bye, and rest in peace, Mr. Iwata.
Goodbye.
Rest in peace, bye.